This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. It is high noon for the next hour, which means it's hanging time. Love that High Noon by Tex Ritter. Do not forsake me, oh my darling listeners. It is the 15th day, month of January. The year is 2022, and I've got some goodies in store for you. Coming up to the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to be making a total mockery of the thing that calls itself the healthcare system, which I refer to as the Tahoe Forest Hilton. because about the only thing that you're going to get is a warm blanket. Yeah, they give you like a nice toasty warm blanket. Otherwise, you'd probably freeze to death and die in the hospital, and that ain't good. Okay, welcome to today's edition. This is the exclusive property of Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm honored to be able to bring you this wisdom and knowledge, and that I had good teachers and mentors when I served in the Nevada County Grand Jury 2012 to 2015. And why is it so good that the cat has to sit right here, you little tiny tiger? So there is no such thing as a common law grand jury. I'm going to give you the wake-up call, what to focus on, and man, I just hope that I don't have to hit the Laia with a giant papaya that I blast out of this catapult, because I really do. Like, when people start lying, I lose my cookies, and I just want to take one of those giant, like a jackfruit, like a papaya. You know, I always hated Hollywood because of the way that they wasted good food and, you know, to make their stupid movies. Who are they fooling? Oh, they're fools. They're only fooling themselves. The two fools. Yeah, like that cafe in Half Moon Bay. Don't sit in the front window seat because there's a sign right next to your face that says the two fools. And it is a table for two, of course. Okay. Grand juror's oath. Because the good Lord, the creator of the perfect law of liberty, has California Penal Code Section 911. It shouldn't be this fun, but it certainly is, my pilgrims. I do solemnly swear or affirm, if you're a friend, if you're a Quaker, if you're Amish, if you're Mennonite, and you don't swear because you're good people, you affirm, okay? I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Republic of California, and all laws made pursuant to and in conformity therewith, will diligently inquire into and true presentment make of all public offenses against the people of this state, committed or triable within this county, of which the grand jury shall have or can obtain evidence. Further, I will not disclose any evidence brought before the grand jury, nor anything which I or any other grand juror may say, nor the manner in which I or any other grand juror may have voted on any matter before the grand jury. I will keep the charge that will be given to me by the court. Again, Penal Code 911, and it is covered by Statutes 888 to 934. We've got 58 lovely counties here. The best, of course, are the 25 up north. There's 33 in the midsection, and then a couple other down southers there. So 58 total, and boy, I know what my good dad, my stepdad, was talking about when he said something about San Luis Obispo's the cutoff line. You know, he's right. Never should have spent any time below it. Okay. California Grand Jurors Association. There is a state association for California, for sure. And it's in this training manual here that's talking about the state of Nevada. So some man, some woman, well, I'm going to talk about Great Britain. Merry old England's coming up as well. Okay, so to promote the government accountability by improving the training and resources available to California's 58 regular grand juries and educating the public about the substantial local government oversight and reporting powers these grand juries have. And in the purpose statement, most important thing, I'm going to correct an error. They talked about the Democratic system of government, but Dr. Kelly corrected it for him. So public awareness of the valuable role the grand jury plays in our guaranteed Republican form and system of government. And I'm going to skip to number 4 and 5 here. Number 4 is to promote the preservation of all the reports issued through the state during its history, both in counties of origin and in a centralized state archival repository accessible to the public, historians, scholars, students, and other, wait for it, broadcast journalists. Thank you, J.R. Moore, for your astute teaching and magnifying the facts there and reminding us of what we're doing here. Every single word, I'm going to stand before the Creator for the words I've spoken, not just here in public, but all those things I did in confidence, confidentially. Yeah, that's the importance of being a healthcare provider. Doctor-patient confidentiality, it's the last sacred trust in this nation. Thank you, Dr. D'Onofrio. Yeah, okay. To advocate publication of all grand jury reports and the official responses to those reports in a public newspaper. Yeah, because they're not always going to have the space and availability to print the entire report, especially when you're up in one of these northern counties and you got some kook attorney thinking they're going to show up and represent some crap in front of the grand jury, and then they try to get rid of the consent decree. Attorneys, me. Yeah, there's something. Anyway, So, anytime someone like me or somebody else asks you to print something off of the internet because it's written in pencil and it's going to get erased, so print it. Print it for me. I'll give you my P.O. box in a minute here. These investigative findings need to be, and the recommendations, and the official reactions and the response to the report. You need that. You need to know what's going on. To advocate that social studies, civics, and history classes and textbooks in California schools contain comprehensive information regarding the role of the grand jury in California. My foreman was awesome. That's the only one that gets to speak aloud. So I'm going to flip forward to some other notes that I'm going to cover with you today. And you need to get your training manual. And you need to get the revision that's current for the year that you're going to serve and make it 3 years, okay? Because if you sit down or you take off the skis or you click out of the snowboard, I only meant to do this for a short period of time. As a politician serves a term or two, not, you know, wrecking the world for their whole life while they serve in office. So anyway, pardon me, this is the grand jury system originated in merry old England, right? And that took on its civil or watchdog responsibilities. I've covered that before. I'm not going to do it again. I'm just going to get to the important part here. England abolished its grand jury system in 1933. Okay, that's just a plain little sentence at the end of the paragraph of the English history of the grand jury. Okay? What's super critical about that, and what's wrong with that? Only a man can say, because that's common law. And Carl Lentz, Carl with a K, L-E-N-T-Z, is the maven of common law. You don't play around. He's kicked their butts on 2 continents and 3 countries. Okay? And anybody that would refry and repackage his knowledge and wisdom, like that loser, Rodney Class, got his caboose in trouble. Okay? So, U.S. history covered that. Civil watchdog covered that. Going to go straight to the organization that you need to know. Okay? The organization. The jury will want to organize quickly and make major decisions about officers, their selection and duties, the rules of procedure, including how meetings are to be conducted and the settings of the agendas, the committee structure, including the selection of chairs. I got to be the chair of one committee and co-chair of the other, and I jumped right in because I knew that there were a handful of, there was a good man and a good woman, or two or three, and I knew they could guide me in the direction that I needed to go and teach me what I needed to learn. And let's see. So, the committee structure, right, and the ground rules, etc. Penal Code 916 requires that the jury to adopt its own rules of procedures, meaning what committee meets when and, you know, all that stuff. So, that occupies the first month or two. Training is in July. They are seated, like, the first day of July to get their training within a couple of 3 weeks there. And then the foreperson, super important here. You're the only man or woman, so I'll just read the description. From the persons summoned to serve as grand jurors and appearing, the court shall appoint a foreman. Penal Code 912, right after that beautiful grand jurors oath. The foreperson's only statutory duties are to act as jury spokesperson and to sign documents per adopted motions of the grand jury acting as a body. Okay? And furthermore, if the foreperson... Okay, so foreperson's only statutory duties are to act as a jury spokesperson. So that's the only man or woman that speaks to the press or anybody else outside of that structure and that confidentiality. If the foreperson is to have additional duties, the jury as a whole describes and decides what they will be. Other duties often carried out by the foreperson include conducting plenary or full jury panel sessions, preparing agendas for the full jury, and then the, we'll get into the chair in a minute here, making sure that all have the opportunity to express their views, monitoring the grand jury budget, acting as the liaison with the presiding judge, the PJ, and helping to settle disputes among jurors, if you have any. See Attachment C for guidelines for four persons and committee chairs. And then there are officers such as the, we've got the pro tem, got the secretary, and possibly you may have a librarian or archivist. You may have a sergeant of arms. And it's up to each jury to decide what officers to have and what their duties will be. Secretary, the scribe, bless them. Because they've got a lot of work. Okay, then you have your different committees. And so, as with all grand jury procedures, a supermajority. So that's 12 on the 19-member panel, which is typical, 8 on a panel of 11 if it's tiny, and then 14 on the panel of 23. Now, 23, it's a pretty important number. In Los Angeles County, the grand jury does consist of 23 members due to the 10-million-member population in that particular state. So, finish up here and wind down into the break. And let's see. Those members of that grand jury decide which, if any, committees will be formed, their tenure, what they will do, and what the membership of each will be. You may want to consider using the committee pattern of the previous jury. And each juror will probably serve on a number of committees, which, depending on the jury's rules, and I'll see you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusively here on RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't wanna leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only said and done, 'cause all that really mattered. Didn't live the truth to the ones I love. Was my life the proof that there is only one whose name will last forever? And I don't wanna leave a legacy.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and that song goes to all of you soldiers of Christ. And thank you for your service and your dedication. And it's certainly worth it to, crucify the flesh and sacrifice all the seen things here. They're pretty obscene things, aren't they? You know, I got my bag packed for heaven. It's ready. I got my range bag packed for heaven. Yeah. What's in it? Wake up and smell it. Yeah, I smell it. Okay, so, little newspaper clipping I'm going to share with you, and then I'm going to mock the Tahoe Forest Health System for a couple minutes here. So, this is out of the Tahoe Tribune, Tahoe Daily Tribune up here. Submitted to the Tribune by somebody up in Butte County, California. Because, see, PG&E, that devil was conceived in Nevada County. And they had some, like, 130-something hertz going. You know, why not do it at the Schumann residence? Why not have some 8 hertz motors and things, you know, within the brain range of my frequency, okay, instead of all this toxic crap? Okay, Butte County, California, last year's Dixie Fire in Butte, Loomis, Lassen, Shasta, and Tehama counties started on July 13th, burned a total of 963,309 acres, destroyed 1,329 structures, and damaged 95 additional structures, right? People's private property, okay? With your godforsaken smart meters and your lithium ions, but all the kidneys you damaged, okay? CAL FIRE investigators were dispatched to the Dixie Fire and began working to determine the origin and the cause of the fire. You know what I love is a state fire inspector, not somebody else in their position, okay? The inspector, that's the man or woman. After a meticulous and thorough investigation, CAL FIRE has determined that the Dixie Fire was caused by a tree contacting electrical distribution lines owned and operated, yet neglected by Pacific Gas and Electric. I added that little neglecto part in, right? West of the Cresta, C-R-E-S-T-A, Cresta Dam. Dixie Fire investigative report has been forwarded to the Butte County District Attorney's Office. All inquiries regarding Dixie Fire visit the Butte County District Attorney's Office at 530-538-7411. Californians must remain vigilant and be prepared for wildfire. You know what? Yeah, there is no such thing as climate change. That's about as common as a common law grand jury. Ain't no such thing. Okay, so I just have a couple of things to say. If the crapper is broken on the spacecraft and the crappers are overflowing on the train, okay, what does that have to do with this? Well, because Tahoe Forest Health System, and I'm going to read it in a mockery voice so you know this ain't me. I'll get to that in a second. So they have no low or no EMF zone. There's $1 billion tied up in some cancer center up there. And go to antennasearch.com and put in this address. Oh, there's no physical address because we got a P.O. box happening. Anyway, okay, so Tahoe Forest Health System, put in the hospital address and see how many devices are in that area. Or just go to 950 MAIDU Avenue. Yeah, go to antennasearch.com, figure that out. I'm so glad. I'm just going to skip that part of mockery there, but just know that ain't the place to go. Got to know your doctor and hold them accountable. On the other side of this break, make sure you support RBN.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Awakening, and I just had to toss in a little Scorpions, a little Klaus Meine, little Michael Schenker group, shredding guitars there, and Matthias Jobs with Blackout. Yeah, in case you thought that I was boring or something, okay? My best friend taught me if you get bored, it's because you're a boring person. I could have fun at an insurance seminar. And so, yeah, check out that blackoutcoffee.com Oh, I'm a coffee drinker. Oh, yeah. Except for 2009, when my body said, you have to take a break on the coffee. And that was a drag because I was serving on ski patrol and had to get up like 5:30 in the morning. But it's all good because I did it for a whole year and now I'm drinking it again. So you can send me some too. So get over there and visit it. Get me a telephone number so I can call them and thank them for their work too. They got different, they got get your beans fresh. I had a buddy so into it, he roasted my beans. Doesn't that sound cool? That man, he roasts my beans. That should be in an old Western movie about Texas and cool stuff. So yeah, use your discount code, REPUB, R-E-P-U-B. Yeah, REPUB it, REPUB 1010, R-E-P-U-B. Because let's have the public house serving coffee. And beer, whatever, but I'm going to go for the coffee, okay? So, yeah, check it out. Get your mugs and your goodies and your equipment and your supplies and get stocked up. And, dudes, everybody, check this out. Coffee, the leftover grounds, makes an excellent sort of a traction device, for ice melt, you know, in your driveway, in your garden. And then guess what? All that goodness goes right back into the earth. So, yeah, my little puck from the cappuccino maker, coffee, makes a great snow melt, ice melt traction a little bit, and even works up here. So check it out, yeah. And, boy, you know, just... where did this decade go? So in 2012, a little bit before that, I discovered the grand jury and its function and thought, man, I really need to learn how to investigate government and make wise use of my vapor of life here on Earth. It's already going to be 59 this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for each breath, each day. It turned into a decade of, uprooting and, you know, whatever, the decadence, just, going after it. And now here in 2022, I feel like Rip Van Winkle, because for downhill skiing... Okay, like, I used to have people take me out to a couple all-you-can-eat sushi dinners. It was like $20, $40. And then I'd be able to take them up, you know, for the lift ticket because I could not sell outright. You cannot sell the lift ticket you earn when you volunteer there. Like, you can get your family a pass, you know, season passes, whatever, get tickets for your buddies. All right, you're sitting down because this is ridiculous. It's $150. For a lift ticket at North Star, California, $149 lift tickets, and this goes to skiing for schools. We'll talk more about it later. Palisades, Tahoe. I'm glad they got rid of Squallywood. If they would just get rid of Hollywood and Bollywood, we'd be cooking with ghee butter. Okay, Palisades, Tahoe. $139 lift tickets, valid all season. Those North Star. $149 lift ticket, valid all season. It goes to skiing for the schools. Boy, they need a lot more than cash, I'll tell you that. So, Homewood, $84. That is an incredible resort on the West Shore. You could see the lake. It's like if you keep dropping in, like if you're going as fast as Leon Green, you're going to think you're going to ski right into the lake, or at least a river. Okay, these are good. Sunday through Friday, all season, non-holiday, those are $84 discounted lift tickets, mind you. Tahoe Donner Downhill Ski Resort, if you're 70 and above, I believe you can get a free season pass. All you grampies, all you 70-plus freaking skateboard riders, I know you're out there, you 70-plus surfers and hunters and men. Men. Okay, $64 for one lift ticket if you're not 70 yet. Sunday through Friday, all season, non-holiday. And those are the downhill. You know, that's the you know, whatever. So cross country, like biathlon, boing, love that. Okay, Tahoe Cross Country Center. That's ski, bike, and run. Like an idiot. Okay, $30 trail passes, valid Sunday to Friday, all season on holiday. Those are $30. And then where you do all the work. And then Tahoe Donner Cross Country Ski Center is $30 trail passes, valid Sunday through Friday, all season on holiday. So they got like skate skiing and all kinds of cool stuff now where you can just get out there and rock your world and do it with a rifle and with a speed suit. Okay. Let's see. Purchase your cross country ski passes in advance at PACO's in Cucky Truckee. That's my new nickname for Cucky. Since you put smart meters on your public utility district water supply and they failed miserably. Okay. And then our Alpenglow Sports in the Tahoe City. That's over on the northwest shore. And then, yeah, their little logo. So limited supply of tickets are sold on a first-come, first-served basis and will not be available at the resorts because they don't want your cheap cash there. I think they quit taking cash, like how stupid Dutch Brothers, you morons. Oh, we're not going to take your cash. Yeah, that's why we're drinking this blackout coffee. Yeah, I'll give my P.O. box at the end of the show so you can send me some, too. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be all right, Mama. Tickets are not refundable. All Skiing for Schools proceeds are donated to Excellence in Education through your lift ticket purchase and the generous support of participating ski resorts. Special thanks to Tahoe Dave's. Yeah, Tahoe Dave's. Like, excellent adventure. Alpenglow Sports and Paco's for serving as our ticket outlets. Excellent Foundation supports public education within Tahoe Truckee Unified School District. See? Now that's a special district, and it deserves your investigation and examination. And I'm pointing you in the right direction, giving you the facts. I ain't wasting your time, because I'm going to go before the Creator someday and account for every thought. And as He is, my thoughts toward you are good. So I'm going to get back to the goodness here. Let's see. This is really good stuff, too. It's eye-opening. So, again, England abolished its grand jury system in 1933. Where were we in 33? Well, I was 30 years in the future, so I had to go back in time and check this out, you know, verify it, triangulate it, get the facts right. The United States history is rich. In the U.S., the Massachusetts, I don't want to say the C word, colony, you know, established the first formal grand jury in 1635. The year of our Lord, 1635. By 1683, grand juries in some form were in all the, these were still colons, and they started to suggest public improvements. While the original Constitution for the United States of America contained no reference to the grand jury, the Fifth Amendment provides that no man or woman shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. I repeat, no man or woman shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. I'd love to be the court crier. I'm going to skip that part. Whatever. Let's see. I covered the California history. See, regular grand jury's been drawn in every county each year since 1850. Article 1, Section 23 of the California Constitution. And remember that they were talking about the California Rangers back in the day. Can a state senator bring that back? And can we have a revival? And can we have the Ranger reawakening? Get one of you Rangers on here, one of you combat veterans would be in charge of that, because we can't have anybody that's going to wet their pants because, you know, things got tough. We need real men in there. And I know you're out there. I know you're out there. There's a handful of, you know, decent. So, again, we need a California state auditor. Somebody get up there and do it right. And I'm really going to miss the work of Elaine Howell. Yeah. Okay, so, let's see. Regular grand juries have been in every county each year since, I said 1850, Article 1, Section 23, and then remember the Penal Code 888-934. Since then, almost 9,000, like you'd never know it by the craziness here in the state, but almost 9,000 regular, meaning, you know, civil, Roman, government, crap. I'm not talking criminal. I'm not talking, you know, the horrible, murderous, criminal types. Okay, so regular grand jury has been impaneled throughout the state. Civil oversight. It's your duty, man, okay? So authority has gradually increased while the indictment roll by regular grand juries has greatly diminished since 1850. Because remember, in L.A., they seat a criminal grand jury monthly. Every month is a fresh one. Yearly, you get the civil. The Penal Code gives state courts the authority to impanel a separate county grand jury for its indictment function, and may do. More than a century and a half of grand jury oversight has certainly contributed to increased local government accountability statewide. Oh my gosh, I almost choked that one out. Thanks to the good work of Farron out there. Thank you, Farron. Now it's important for, okay, the grand jury year, it's important for you to know what lies ahead in the year. In the beginning, the jury concerns itself with organization and topic selection. The bulk of the year is devoted to investigations, interviews, and that the co-chair gets to do. Maybe pop over to that a little bit here. It's important for you to know. And the culminating event is report writing, with the release of individual final reports throughout the latter months of the term. And that's typically, you'll, like, check into it now, right now, right now. Not the second, right after this show. Get your work done. Saturday can be a super productive day, unless you're one of those Seventh-dayers, and then you'll do it tomorrow. So, we talked a little bit about organization of the jury. It's really important, and I was actually appointed before I was selected out of the bingo. Like, you know, they've got the little barrel with all the numbers in it, and I was number 17, which is really cool. Love 17 degrees Celsius. For the most part. Okay, so the committee chair, here we go. This is really important. Just jump right in if there are good people to support you and do this. The committee chairs, the role can make or break a group of volunteers. Volunteers don't take orders, they volunteer. For volunteers to remain energized and productive, it requires that they are convinced that the project is relevant and has substantial merit. Jurors are more likely to enthusiastically support the process that they have had an equal hand in developing. Some jury panels select all the committee chairs. In other juries, the committees or the foreperson select them. I just so happened to hop in and volunteer and jump in, and they took me on. Volunteers will often work harder for a chairperson they elect, for one that is imposed upon them or arranged, However, proceed with caution. The members of a new grand jury do not know each other very well. If chairs are to be elected, some time needs to elapse until jurors get to know one another well enough to judge each other's capabilities and temperament. To chair or not to chair. For some jurors, the grand jury experience is the most dynamic process with which they will ever have been involved. Some may be uncomfortable wearing the hat of a chairperson or the silver beanie, whereas others may blossom in the role. I will see you on the other side of this break. Make sure you go and support RBN. And if you have, I've got a little something for you. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, welcome back to the last little segment of the Grand Jury Reawakening. Thank you so much, Sam, for squeezing that in. That's Russ, R-U-S-S-T-A-F-F. That's a great album called Metals. Check it out. And a bunch of his other work. It'll help get you through these terrible times. He's a Pentecostal preacher's kid. So is Brian Duncan. And, you know, remember, there's two thieves on that cross. Be the one that repents. The only thing you can take with you is not what you want to take with you. If you catch my drift, repent. The kingdom is at hand. And relight your electrolytes, you know, with that good stuff from Redmond Life. Now, salt is an amazing, important part of you and me, and get the good stuff. You're worth it. Beautiful country. It comes out of Utah. And when I make, you know, fun of my neighbor states, it's Colorado, Utah, Pahonix. They can squeeze in a lot of places there. And the good folks that won't steal or plunder you, America First, good credit union. And thanks again for those of you who have supported RBN. As I said, here's a P.O. box. When you get your coffee, you can send me some. P.O. Box 1624, that's like 16 candles, 24 hours a day. Kings, plural, Beach, singular, 96143. And it is in the California Republic. The voicemail number, 530-402-7007. If you're a supporter of RBN and you need a little something to get you going and help with your training, and you want to be an expert at the ropes, know the ropes, have your own search and rescue, why, that's down my trail here. And thank you. Super important to support the network from now through the end of this already. We're halfway through January. My goodness. So, yeah, support. Buy your products right there at RBN. Hit up the store. Get those radios so that you have emergency light and communication when everything else has gone up in smoke. Gun smoke. Next time we fight, there's going to be gun smoke in the air. Love those westerns. Thank you again. It is high noon, coming to an end. It's been another edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. See you soon.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening.